So in any community, if there is an increase in population, especially people with stable employment, that means that there could be additional housing demand. There's certainly need for housing. And whether it is through housing allowance that some people get, but just on the income along with housing allowance, that is additional demand, and therefore good for local real estate market, because in the absence of that, one is looking at a large diminished demand.
And as a follow-on to that question, you mentioned the fact that obviously military members get a housing allowance. How does that housing allowance generally affect the housing market? I mean, because obviously these people are getting an allowance that's based on some criteria like 70% of the local rental housing market or whatever those criteria are. But, I mean, does that have any sort of effect on people outside of the military who are looking to buy houses and don't have that housing allowance to rely on and to cover their housing costs?
So where are you located, by the way, for this story? Specific, any military base you are looking at?
Yeah, we've got a number of them here. Our community is right at Eglin Air Force Base, which is the largest Air Force installation by ground area in the world. We're also near the Pensacola Naval Air Station, and we're also near Tyndall Air Force Base, and there are a number of other, you know, smaller Army, Navy, Air Force bases around. So it's really thick with military presence.
So, yeah, certainly, if there is an inadequate supply of home construction, then people who are getting additional housing allowance would have the advantage of getting into the market. And furthermore, say, if there is a significant housing shortage, that means that rents and home prices will be rising. But if the military families continue to get 70% allowance, I mean, that's automatically they're getting additional housing allowance increases along with the cost of living increases in the local area. So therefore, people who are local residents and not getting housing allowance, they are put at a disadvantage.